Meanwhile, the Argives on the measured field sat watching as the chariots coursed the plain, raising plumes of dust. The Cretan captain, Idomeneus, caught sight of the horses first, headed for home. He sat outside the field, high up on a lookout point. Hearing a shout from someone far away, he knew the voice and recognized the stallion in the lead, all chestnut-colored, save that on his forehead he wore a blaze of white, round as the moon. Up stood Idomeneus and shouted down, "Friends, lords and captains of the Argives, am I the only one who can make out the horses, or do you too? A new team has the lead, as I see it. Another charioteer is coming into view. Eumelus's horses must have been hurt along the way. They had the edge on the outward lap. By God, the ones I saw rounding the turn I cannot see now anywhere, though I have strained my eyes to scan the plain of Troy. The driver lost his reins or couldn't guide his team full circuit, so he failed the turn. His chariot broke down, he must have fallen, and the stampeded mares ran off. Stand up and look, the rest of you. I can't be sure I recognize him, but he seems that man. Aetolian by birth and lord of Argives, son of Tydeus, rugged Diomedes." A rude reply he got from the runner Ajax, Aurelius's son, who said, "Idomeneus, why this rash talk too soon? Those running horses are still far off and have the plain to cover. Not by a long shot are you youngest here, or the one who has the best eyes in his head. But you always have to say something. No point in blurting it out now. Sharper men are here. The leading team is the one that led before, Eumelus's team, and he's the one who rides behind and holds the reins." The Cretan captain answered him in anger, "No one like you for picking fights and giving foolish counsel. Otherwise you rank last among the Argives, having a mind like a hoof. Here, let me wager a tripod or a cauldron and appoint Agamemnon arbiter between the two of us as to which team is first. You'll know all right when you have to pay." Ajax got up at once in hot anger to make a rough reply, and more and louder bickering was in prospect had not Achilles towered up and said, "No more of this. No railing back and forth, Ajax, Idomeneus, not on this occasion. If someone else behaved so, you'd resent it. Sit down, both of you, and watch the race. The chariot teams are coming this way fast, whipped on to win. Before long you will know who's first and who's behind." Even as he spoke, Diomedes came on racing for the finish, laying on his whip with shoulder strokes so that his horses lifted their hooves high at every furious track-devouring stride. A constant spray of dust rained on the man as the chariot, overlaid with gold and tin, ran on the horse's heels. Behind the tires, no deep wheel mark was left in the fine dust. The team stormed to the finish.